Triple M's Rush Hour starts in 10 seconds.
I'm already getting excited.
Thanks to the new TaylorMade Tour Response Ball. Swear by it, not at it. The ball designed for you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
A burglar got stuck down the chimney, Vince.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Surely Bill's not getting paid.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Ah, we do indeed. Thursday, March 5. Welcome to the Rush Hour. Even the Rush Hour on Triple M. Sponsored by TaylorMade, our very good friends, TaylorMade Golf. We love them. And we've got a big, big show. There's no Jim, but we might hear from Jim. Welcome, Joey.
Thank you, Billy. I was going to call you BT. I saw BT out in the hallways. Because today's our commentator's day here at Triple M. We've got all the big guns in, talking about all the codes and practices and things that you need to listen to carefully. Sponsorship. We had the umpires come in and have a chat about that. So all the big dogs are here. Damo, JB, BT, Das, Juddy, they're all floating around. We'll try and get a couple of them in the show. I've noticed, though, no Duck. How come he's the only one that doesn't rock up to these things?
Duck does what Duck
wants
to do.
Everyone else is here except Duck. Yeah. And there is one other floating around, a big announcement, the latest addition to the Triple M footy family for 2020. We'll get him in and have a chat as well because...
You know this man. You will announce this and we'll have a bit of fun with him, but it's a big announcement.
Big announcement. I think all the Triple M listeners will love hearing this bloke in a different capacity to what he's previously done on the radio this year. He will be must listen to radio.
Well done, Joey. G'day, Reps.
Hello, Bill.
Bucanara. Oh, Brownless might have just belted Bucanara.
And he's down, Bucanara.
Let's have a look at the replay here.
No, don't look at the replay.
Is it the bunny chop?
Please don't look at the replay.
Bunny chop. Oh, he's giving him a bunny chop on top of his head. As pathetic a blow as you've ever seen from a man.
Oh, poor old Gary Bucanara. He's still crook.
Oh, he copped it.
Yes. Hey, a couple of big day, isn't it, for sporting events
tonight.
Today.
Mm.
Or even today. We've got live cricket happening at the minute, the Women's 2020 World Cup. India are playing England, and of course, who wins that goes through to the final, but it's been washed out as we speak. There's rain there, rain easing. And then, of course, tonight at 7 p.m. at the SCG, this is Australia take on South Africa.
Yeah, after this it'll be on, so I can't wait to watch that one. The girls, and Noelise Perry, of course, our superstar all-rounder. She's out for the rest of the tournament, but if the girls can win, they'll be through to the final on Sunday.
So we're going to get any play today?
Well, we've got to wait and see. It's still raining as we speak, and we're just going to hopefully there's been a bit of cricket, and hopefully the big game tonight afterwards comes off because we want to see the women out there.
I've just got the Bureau of Meteorology.
The bomb, what do they call
it? Yep. Now, here, Sydney, easing rain, chance of any rain 90%, cloudy, very high, chance of rain becoming less likely later in the evening. So that might help the Aussie girls.
That was as smooth as Jane Bunn, wasn't it?
I'm trying to
read
it.
Of Meteorology, the bomb.
Speaking of cricket, Australia got beaten again last night in South Africa in the 50-over game.
They got flogged. And I know this. We asked Johnny Hastings about this the other day. Does anyone care about this one-day series? And I don't think the Australians care because they have been blown out of the water in both games. Boy. There was a couple of stars for the South Africans, Bill, that dominated, a bowler and a batsman. Can you just, for the listeners, just give us the names of the bowler and batsman that made the runs and wickets? Please?
Yep. Well done to South Africa, who have won the series 2-0.
Yes.
Really good effort. So I think it's a team performance.
Who took the wickets, Bill?
You would say team.
Who was man of the match for South Africa?
Ngigi.
And what's his first name?
His first name's Lungi.
And what was his surname?
Ngigi. Anyway, he was man of the match.
I think it was Ngidi, but that's
Ngidi.
Okay. Yep.
6 for 58. Well done to him. Great effort. And their opening batsman made 129 not out.
Yeah.
Good effort. His name's Jennaman Mallon. Gentleman Mallon. Yeah. Hey, well done.
I think that's Milan. And he was the bloke that got the first ball duck in his first match the other night. He's come out and made 120 odd in his second knock.
That's a good effort. Mm. What about Amanus Lubashane, the star? We love him. He had 12, because he's South African.
Yes.
12 family members drive 5 hours
he's
to watch him play. He's South African. He had 12 family members drive 5 hours to watch him play.
How'd he go?
Guess what happened?
What happened?
First ball duck. Oh. Out first ball. So, poor, well, it's shocking. Poor old family. Anyway, third ODI is on Saturday night. We don't worry about that.
Nah.
But what we do worry about is tonight.
Oh, yes.
Run through the NBL finals tonight,
this
please.
This is huge. Double header. The Sydney Kings and Melbourne United, first of all. Game 3 in Sydney. That's at 7:30. Not long to go there. I know, Rabsy, you're looking forward to that one.
I am.
We went to the Melbourne United game the other night.
Yeah. Who wins?
Didn't rock up to work the next day. You said you were sick.
I was sick.
I reckon you're a bit sus.
Genuinely.
There.
Can you ride Melbourne United off like you did last time?
Who wins
Melbourne
this?
United, no chance.
They
Sydney
win.
Kings will bounce back.
No, they win.
No chance. Casper Ware can't play 3 bad games in a row. The bogeyman can't play 3 bad games.
Yes,
I'd love to see Melbourne United win. I think the Sydney Kings smash them.
It's going to be hard up there, but United win that. And the other one, the Perth Wildcats
That's
versus 50-50. Cairns.
Cairns are the real underdogs here. They have got some superstars. Machado and Big Oliver, they could upset the Perth Wildcats. That'll be a beauty. So that's at 9:30, straight after the Sydney Kings Melbourne United game.
Exactly right. I think Cairns win that. That's a great start. Fantastic start. Let's see who we can grab from the Triple M commentary team.
JB back for the footy season, we hear?
He will be. He's had a nice little holiday, of course. We've been following everywhere on Insta and some stupid shots, Joey. But we do miss him a bit, fair to say.
Absolutely. We have. The show hasn't quite been the same without Jim, but it's good to have him in today.
Fat.
Oh, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for, Jim Brayshaw.
Never agree to anything contractually until you run it by me.
Yes,
that
why?
That shit in the jungle. That embarrassed all of us.
Why?
Every single one
How
of us.
How good
Everyone,
did I look?
No, you looked horrible.
I lost 11 kilos of fat, Jim.
Well, where's that gone? Straight back on your guts.
I put 14 back on.
What were you thinking? And you got the arse nice and quick, so Australia didn't like you, I noticed.
Got voted out a bit early.
Really?
But I put myself out there, Jim.
I did something
that I normally wouldn't have done.
Yep.
And got paid.
That's exactly what you did.
And I have made some good friends.
Yeah, but Bill,
Charlotte.
The problem with this stuff is it reflects on us as much as you. Like,
no.
People expect you to be an idiot, but then for Joey and myself and not so much Rebs.
Oh.
Our reputations go with yours.
Well, all right then. Vice versa.
Yes.
I've been watching you and following you on Insta.
Yes, how good.
And you're in the Maldives,
Maldives
right?
Maldives, beautiful.
And you're stupid.
What about my backflip?
Oh, that now, Fennecombe.
Around the world, Joey. Did you see it?
Global and trending.
It went the whole way around the globe.
That was just stupid.
That was
ridiculous.
Why not? You were surprised how good that was.
Actually, I was. I did say that, actually. I was a bit surprised. But you got that stupid face and that stupid look.
Well, you don't take yourself seriously.
And let me tell you.
Yes.
Less Jim, more Lisa.
No.
Yes.
The world's luckiest woman.
Didn't she come up all right in some of those shots, Jim?
Very fortunate lady.
Jim, didn't she come up all right?
She's won the lottery.
Wowee.
Hasn't Jim become an influencer on Instagram. You go to his page, we've got Mercedes-Benz, St. Andrews Brewery, TaylorMade, Nike, Oak, like fair dinkum. I'm waiting for the little blue tick. You haven't got
the
official Instagram influencer.
Fair dinkum. You've got to be famous.
Yeah. No, I am famous. No, how come I haven't got one of them?
Because you haven't got enough followers.
No, you've become the person that you have hung shit on for your whole career.
What,
these
fat?
Influencers.
I've turned into fat.
Yes,
what have you been doing, Joey, by the way?
Oh, he's eating well.
Oh, excuse me. I'm just trying to do my best, Jim. Trying to keep this ship afloat until you're back, really.
Well, I'll tell you what I do.
What do you do?
I let Bill have his way for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And what it does is it proves to the world that he's no good without me.
That is true.
So by the time those couple of weeks are finished, everyone's gone. For Christ's sake, get Jim back. Fat's got no idea.
Unfortunately, that is true.
We have learnt that. The captain's gone, and we've been asking the vice-captain to step up, and he has delivered nothing, Jim.
How come we're on at six, Jim? What did you deal there? What did you do?
I leave you to do the negotiation. I go off to do the cricket.
Mate.
I come back. You've stuffed our time slot up. You've halved our show.
And sometimes we're not even on.
Come on, Fat.
You wait. We're going to do a bake when you get back.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to bake you.
I leave you for 5 minutes to look after things and you completely cock it up.
I'm going
to
bake you and me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Anyway, Jim, piss off. We've had enough.
Right.
What are you doing now?
Hit the right button, rabbits.
Yeah.
I hear you haven't been doing that.
No.
So get us on air and keep us on air.
Get us off.
How's Jim, that sound?
Great to see you. Nice,
yeah, nice to be
nice
here.
Pink shirt.
All right, bugger off.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M, Bill and Joey.
And Joey, the number one caller at Triple M, without doubt, has been for the last 23 years.
James Brayshaw.
Brian yeah. the Bristle Atulla.
You say that to JB when he's here.
He did. He just said say he to did. Me.
I never do, because you are number one caller. You know that. You take the chair, because you're very good, aren't
it's
you?
It's not about being number one or two, or even in Joey's case, number five.
Tell you what, you're looking good, Brian. You've had a nip and tuck or something. You've had some Botox. I don't know what it is.
I've had a haircut. A lot of people have haircuts, mate, and that's all I've had. So just a hairy.
What else? Botox?
No, Bill. No? I'm not a Botox sort of person, but I've just had a haircut.
You lost weight?
What's unusual about that?
No, you, doesn't he, Joey?
Well,
he
looks very
good.
Sharp, and I'm wondering whether, BT, it's because of the new show you're on, the Holy Moly, ooh, the Channel 7 show. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And is that going to be on top of the other show you do? What's the other one you've been doing,
Joey,
with Jack Riewoldt and Brooke Hogan?
What's that one?
With
what
Jack Riewoldt.
The other show you did.
What's that one you do?
Show on the weekends.
The weekend show.
Yeah, what's that called?
What's it called?
That's on Channel 7. Was. Yep. It's called the Weekend Show.
So you're doing a new one now, Holy Moly. So you've moved
great
on.
Holy Moly. Going to, well, I'm going to the US tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, to do Holy Moly.
Which is what? I don't know anything about Holy Moly.
It's mini golf on steroids, Bill. It's it's strange, but had a look at it. Looks okay.
Looks all right. Greg Norman.
And Greg Norman.
You met him before?
No, I haven't met Greg, but he has definitely been one of my heroes, one of my absolute heroes. Followed him, watched every win that he ever had in Australia anyway, and all of those that he didn't win in the US. So I'm looking forward to meeting him. A guy by the name of Rob Riggle, who's an actor, comedian. A lot of people know him.
Oh, yeah, from The Hangover?
Yeah.
Step Brothers.
Step Brothers, all those sort of things. Yeah. And Olympia Valance. So we'll travel over tomorrow. Get that done. Steph Curry, the basketballer, owns this concept, and he does the American version in Greg Norman's chair. So, looking forward to catching up with him as well.
A big
shooting
budget,
a few hoops.
A big budget mini golf event.
Well, I don't know about the big budget, Bill, but...
Well, that's what they're saying. That's, you've got to pump it up, right?
It's a mini golf event, and it's bigger than Texas. And you get over there, and you know, I don't know whether you ever played mini golf, Bill, but you hit the ball, and then normally you go and hit it again. But when you try to hit it again, a hammer will fall out of the roof, hit you on the head, knock you in the water, or something like that. Oh. So there's traps to be aware of along the way.
I tell you where there's a really good mini golf setup. Lawn.
Yeah, it's a bit more than that, Bill. This is quite a big thing.
Well, it's a segue because you are the king of lawn and you love lawn, of course.
I like lawn.
How's the summer been down at lawn?
Summer's been great, Bill. We're down there. We had our normal event that you normally attend that you didn't attend this year.
I was in the jungle.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. What is the jungle? Was that good?
Back at Werribee. We just filmed it out there. It was fine.
Anyway, so we down there. We had that event down there. And we had Shane Warne and Shane Jacobson and Chris Smith this year to come down. And we give we raised $90,000 for the community, which was great.
Now, $90,000 for the community and for the footy club.
And netball club.
Yep. Yeah, footy netball club. That is unbelievable. Mick Turner gets involved also down there. And let me tell you, it's very hard to raise $10,000 or $15,000 at a club. And $90,000, Brian, you've been doing this for a while. That is a very good effort, mate. Yep. Well done.
No, it's good, and it sort of supports that local community because there's only 800,000 people living in Lawn, so it's unfair to ask them to contribute all of the time. And so these are the holiday makers that go down to Lawn.
Yep.
We've stolen the money off them, whacked it into the footy club, and they're happy to give it. So it's great.
And what about the footy season, BT? Are you looking forward to it? You called the All-Star game last week, got back into the swing of things. Are you excited for the footy season?
Yes.
What are your expectations?
No, I'm very, very excited. I'm excited that, as Duck said the other day on Triple M, there's not many sides that aren't going to be competitive this year. I'm looking forward to that. Interested to see whether Richmond can hang on, whether that hunger stays around. They've got the best list, there's no doubt about that. Do they get a good run with injuries? I'm looking forward. I reckon Melbourne will be perhaps the mover. If there was a team out or thereabouts outside the eight, I'd say Melbourne are the ones that are almost certain to come in if they play near their capacity.
We're writing this down. What about the side that maybe made the eight last year that will drop out?
Maybe the one that slides a bit for me, got no reasoning behind this other than just a premonition, is Brisbane. Maybe they will just slide a bit. Did they play a little bit above themselves a little bit too soon?
No injuries last year. They had a good run.
Had a great run, really good run. Well coached, all that sort of thing. Does this year, I'm not saying they won't be well coached because they will, but do the players all of a sudden start not to take that message as serious? You know, you're just not sure. So Brisbane maybe slide a little bit. I'm not sure whether they'll slide out of the eight, but close.
Mm.
Fair enough.
Yeah, well, thanks for joining us, BT.
The great weekend it was.
Looking good.
Great weekend.
Great. You just remembered the great weekend with Jack.
It's called the great weekend with Jack and...
nice shirt. Tanya buy that shirt for you?
It was Brooke, wasn't it?
Who else was on?
Brooke.
Oh, that's right. Brooke was on it. And Jane Bunn.
That's right.
The best weather girl in the business.
She is. Boy, does she know how to tell the weather. Tell the weather.
She does. And, you know, she's actually a meteorologist. And if you ring her up, you'll say, what's happening on Wednesday? She'll say, light winds down there. Be careful because at 10 o'clock they're going to explode into a southerly. Ooh. And she nails it every time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. That's fantastic, Brian.
Joey, a massive announcement for Triple M Footy. You've been building this one up and you're very excited.
Oh, yes, we are very excited. Cool. Rabsy, I know you are, Billy, the newest member of the Triple M family joining us in 2020. None other than the man that loved the media when he was playing. He was a big fan of the media and now he's crossed to the dark side and he's joined us. Please welcome Rossi Lyon.
Yay! Oh, nice applause, Rabs. You could have got some celebration. Well, welcome, Ross.
Great to be here, part of the Triple M family.
That's better.
great to have you because I don't know you as well as obviously Joey here, and all the St Kilda blokes love you, which is nearly.
Well, most.
Most, yes. Sorry,
there's,
most.
There's a few he executed that don't quite.
There's been a couple of Twitter rants.
But they all say what a good bloke he is, and he's funny, and he's this, and he's that, and you got your mannerisms, and we see you as pretty straight down the line when you're coaching, mate. So what is it, Joey?
Well, I want to ask Ross, what do you think has been the biggest misconception of you as a coach that we're going to hopefully see in your personality now that you're in the media?
I'm not sure where to start, Joey. it's a big list.
It is.
So behind closed doors, you know, always support my players. I think that's the job, and you want to do it because you genuinely care about your players. You see what they go through, and I was a hack, and I was like, how do they do what we're asking them to do? So, but at all times in the media, you're trying to represent your club and your members, and sometimes there's things you want to say for yourself or represent yourself, but it's not appropriate. And you're towing the party line. So, in a sense, the shackles will be off and try and be myself. To my players, I was really, they see the true you, if that makes sense. But there's a bit of a, you know,
bit of a situation. Isn't there with the media?
You're always on guard a little bit. Yeah. Try not to put your foot in it, you know, so, which is really easy to do. So, look, I'm nervous about the foray in to the things I'm doing. Even though I've got product knowledge, I think I understand the game. To communicate that to the listeners and describe it and try and have an impact, I am a bit nervous about it. And, you know, you see the professionals out there and they do it so well and they've made a living. So, look, I'll have a go.
But we'd love to hear from the coach's point of view and what you're thinking and what they should do and things like that. But you didn't love the media, did you?
I didn't have an opinion on it. To be honest, I couldn't have stuffed it up anymore. I just said a coach, but that was very naive of me. Look, my job is to give content, really.
Yeah.
So I always got feedback that I gave content. and they're really important partners.
Yeah, you know, very.
So, and I prioritise the broadcast partners, really. Triple M, AW, the big radio stations that invested in the AFL. And before the new media, it was really Herald Sun and Age. So I went out of my way to service those guys, in particular the broadcasters, because, I mean, Channel 7 West Media funds 65 cents of every dollar in the game. So, and as you get more secure in your coaching and you've been around a little bit and we were playing finals and you feel good, you open yourself up more. From what I started at to where I finished, I think I made inroads, but I'm not there to be their friend. You can't mistake friendliness for them being your friend. Like you guys could try and get me now.
Well, Rossi, you will join Triple M on Sundays this year as a special comments man with Mark Howard, Nathan Brown calling alongside Wayne Carey. So it'll be interesting to see the dynamic.
The goat.
You've got to know your spot there
with
the duck there and Jay Clark, Ash Chua and Mickey Roberts. So it's a great team on Sundays. You are, Rossi, one of the smartest footy brains that we have come across. Can you give us a little bit of an early snapshot into 2020, who you sort of think of the teams from your experience to beat this year? Who could be the big team that can jump like the Brisbane Lions did last year? And which team do you think is vulnerable that could sort of slide out of the top eight from last season?
Yeah, well, offline we've had a fair few discussions. Not many teams are going to reinvent themselves. I think the first one, Melbourne's got capability.
Yep.
So I think we all recognise if anyone, and Essendon have got capability, but Melbourne have proven to have more. And they've got the big recruits in May You know, they got Ed Langdon on the wing who really helped their outside run, and Tomlinson from GWS. Yeah. So they've added run. They're a great contest team. But they need to be able to get on one page and do it under pressure, really. And I think, you know, they're going to be judged early. When I was coaching, it didn't – as the season opened, I thought, gee, we don't have to do much wrong here to be 0-6.
Yeah.
You know, and if you are, yeah, you've got to get that first win early. So I think they're a really interesting case. There's a lot of noise around Essendon. There's a lot of noise around the coaching setup. So I think they've got some great addition. Blake Caracciolo coming in, Caracciolo. Yeah. He'll be super for their Bull Utes.
Yep.
And that transitional coaching handover. And, you know, I ran into Luke Ball and he said, we're actually quite healthy. There's a lot of noise. So, again, they'll be looking to start well. I think there's only about two spots in the eight.
Yep.
I think the others, Richmond should be favourites. They're a great team. I think West Coast with the addition of Tim Kelly, that Nui healthy and that first use.
Yep. It's scary.
And their system, and they've got the key forwards, key backs. I think Kennedy healthy. They're going to be, and those home games, you get over there on the 170 metres in 35 degree heat early in the season, they'll be rolling. And GWS, that natural improvement from their kids. I think they're the three. And then what Geelong did, how they improved their system last year, I think it was a great coaching performance and playing performance. But, you know, can they continue to grow? I'm not too sure. And Collingwood as well have got enormous talent.
Yep.
So I think there's only one or two spots. And the Dogs continuing on being exciting.
Norton 6, so you were looking ahead 6 weeks, not 1 week at a time.
No, never.
So you know you'd say, oh, we're just looking at next week. We're looking at next week.
No.
But really, you'd look at, 6 or 7 weeks ahead.
No, but that would help me take care of the present because I'd look at what was coming. And honestly, you never see an easy game.
No,
we had a brilliant win round one, and then you're flying 5 or 6 hours up to play the Gold Coast in hot, humid conditions and distracted on the Gold Coast, and you think, this is going to be tough. You know?
Who are you, the players? Much,
me, Jupiter's Casino.
Oh, a couple of bars. No. Silver Larky joints. Hey, Roscoe, we're going to have a lot of fun because we love to talk about your favourite player, which was, who was his favourite player?
Lenny.
You're always enormous, Lenny.
Indisputable.
And a player. I want to talk to him as a player because he was a hard, tough player.
I was a fully fledged hack.
No,
to be honest, that's embarrassing.
You had new. What were you doing? Jiu-jitsu or karate or something? Were you? Someone told me that when you were playing.
He just grew up in Preston and learned how to defend himself.
Honestly, I'm 53 and done.
Honestly,
I feel like I didn't even play.
Same.
I look back. And we look like it too, Billy.
Ross Lyon will be fantastic on Triple M this year.
Yeah, on Sundays. You can hear him on the Sunday Rub and the games on Sundays as well. It's been a massive show on the Rush Hour today with Billy and Joey. Rolled through some massive guests, Bill.
We did indeed. BT, good to see him. He's had a nip and tuck, a bit of Botox. I like that.
James was really keen to join us, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't. James didn't want to. And the great signing here, Triple M, of course, Roscoe Lyon. We'll see a different Roscoe too, I reckon.
Can't wait for that. And Bill, before we get to your joke, just a little bit of social media feedback from you breaking the chair yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Because you did claim you lost a bit of weight in the jungle. Well, Bryce Miller. He was all over it. Billy, you said you lost 11 kilos in the jungle. You put 22 back on in the studio. They could see you now. You can't lie behind the microphone because there's the vision to back
it up. I know, Ethan stands there with this stupid camera. But, but the chair stuffed up. All this new, we got a new panel. We couldn't work that. New chairs, they don't work. So I tell you what, there's nothing wrong with the good old stuff, mate.
Ken Walsh summed it up the best. He said, what is wrong with this man? You just continue to amaze everyone.
I tell you what, we were professional, although I was, because that all happened during the interview.
Yeah, you did well.
Didn't miss a beat, did we?
Well, I didn't. You did. But you got the joke to finish, Bill?
Yeah, tomorrow. Who we got on the Rush Hour?
Oh, we've got Mark and Jesse Murphy. They're ambassadors for the Grand Prix. They're going to join us.
And Travis Cloak.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, there'll be smoke and daggers and everything there.
Behind the mirrors and shadows.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
My wife and I were watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire while in bed the other night, Joe. Mm-hmm. I turned to her and said, do you want to have sex? She said, no. I said, is that your final answer? She didn't even look at me this time. She said, yes. I said, I want to phone a friend. That's when the fight started. Oh, just terrible, that one. That's a bad one.
Is that actually your joke?
That's my
That's
joke.
Not, oh. You've started the week well and you're really tailing off.
Oh, dear.
Go on, Rabs. Put us out of our, put us out of our misery.
That's it. Tomorrow, 6 o'clock, Friday, rush hour. My frothy Friday.
Beer o'clock, yes.
Frothy Friday. All the best, Ross.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy is knocked off for the day.
You know what time it is?
What?
Frothy time!
The new TaylorMade Tour Response Ball. Tour quality that doesn't cost the same as tour quality.